In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions of the most lost souls. The lesson from the Book of Wisdom. She conducted the just when he fled from his brother's wrath, through the right ways, and shewed him the kingdom of God, and gave him knowledge of the holy things, made him honorable in his labors, and accomplished his labors. In the deceit of them that overreached him, she stood by him and made him honorable. She kept him safe from his enemies, and she defended him from seducers, and gave him strong conflict that he might overcome and know that wisdom is mightier than all. She forsook not the just when he was sold, but delivered him from sinners. She went down with him into the pit, and in bands she left him not, till she brought him the scepter of the kingdom, and the power against those that oppressed him, and showed him to be liars that accused him, and gave him everlasting glory. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who thinkest thou is greater in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus, calling unto him a little child, set him in the midst of them, and said, Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted, and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoever so therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is greater than the kingdom of heaven. And he that shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. This concludes the reading of the Holy Gospel. You may be seated. Do you know anything about the saint we celebrate his feast today? Saint John Calla... Joseph, that's what it was. Joseph, I was going to say John. Joseph Calasanz. He's from Aragon, Spain. So remember Castile and Aragon. Those are the two places there. In fact, the Aragonese families that we have here take their name from that particular part of Spain, being from that area of Spain originally. Now, in his life, he was around the time of the Protestant Rebellion in the 1500s. And so because of that, what the Church had instituted was this great thing, the Holy Office. I'll get to what the Holy Office is and how that plays into the story in just a second. But I always like to mention at the very beginning of this feast day is that this young man was so powerfully in love with our blessed Lord Jesus Christ and so converted to the faith at such a young age that at the age of five, he would go through the streets, leading a band of children behind him in order to find the devil himself that they might kill him. That's the faith of this young Spanish boy, that he said, Satan's evil, I can lead us. If we just go out there and find him, we as children can destroy him in our innocence. How beautiful is that? To have such faith and confidence in God. Isn't that like St. Teresa of Avila and St. Teresa of Avila and her cousin Rodrigo, who went at the first moment there from Avila, realizing what the truths of the faith were at such a young age, Rodrigo just following a great personality that was his cousin, St. Teresa of Avila. Went off into the West. They were lost for a long time, and finally their uncle, because they were little children, they couldn't have gotten but a couple miles in the amount of time that they had been, went out riding on his horse and quickly found them and said, Where are you going? Why are you headed out here into the South, into the nothingness? What are you foolish children doing? And she said to him in reply, We want to go to heaven, and for that we must die. She was headed over to find the Moors so that she could preach to them and hopefully lose her life. That's how children see things. They see things not in a foolish way. Actually, they see it in the true way. And if only you and I, like the scripture said from the gospel there, can see these things just as these little ones, why would we not seek to do the same in an even a more sophisticated way with the great knowledge and faculties that God has given us? St. Joseph Calasanz understood that for us. Now, I want to hit on one thing. He eventually went out and began teaching with young people. He received a vision in his dreams as a young priest that he was brought before a great number of children, and they all received instruction in the faith from his hands. And so what he sought out to do, with the permission of his superiors, was to go out and to found a school for children who just needed to learn. He was so smart himself. And so what he did was he gathered up thousands of children in the town and just began instructing them, paying for their education out of his own pocket. So that these children could be educated and in the faith, and making sure every lesson was begun with devout orisons and prayers to make sure that they were first educated in the faith and secondarily educated in the things of the world, the things of the studies, things of philosophy and whatnot. Moving from there, he founded the Clerks Regular. And in this order where they were seeking to continue on teaching young people, he had great success in the short amount of time that he was growing by leaps and bounds in Catholic Spain. But some of his own inferiors turned against him. It's a normal thing. So when they turned against him, he was, I believe, 87 years old, they turned against him and accused him to the Holy Office, meaning the Inquisition there, saying that he's teaching something that's wrong. And so on a moment's notice, hyper-vigilant were they, especially in Spain, with this, that they immediately led this 87-year-old man into prison. The whole while, all he did was say, the Lord knows, the Lord understands, I will accept this. And because of this, his order was decimated. decimated and never would recover to the point where it was, because if your superior is under suspicion in this way, nobody's going to join you, and all sorts of penalties were put upon him. And so it crushed his order because of the selfishness and the jealousy of those who were underneath him. Even at the age of 87, he was eventually freed, and it was proved that nothing he did was wrong to begin with. But he realized that through this, that he himself would be vindicated and that God would be glorified. That's what the first reading is. That's why the church chose that first reading. Because there it says, wisdom forsook not the just when he was sold into slavery, but delivered him from sinners. She went down with him into the pit. And his bands, meaning the vincoli, the bonds, the shackles, the bands, she left, and in bands she left him not, till she brought him the scepter of the kingdom, the one who's able to rule, and the power against those that oppressed him, and showed them to be liars that had accused him, and gave him. Gave unto him everlasting glory. That's exactly fitting, perfectly fitting the life of our saint. Exactly what happens to him. You see, when there's so many times in Scripture that what is prophesied here fits exactly the life of the saint. Why? Because Scripture is useful at every moment for us. It fits the human experience. It speaks about the things really in an exact way that they happen, so that those who love God and live their lives by Scripture, so often when they give themselves fully to the Lord, the passage of Scriptures actually fall into place perfectly in their lives. So our Protestant brothers and sisters, they're the ones who really look for Scripture in their lives. They seek it out. They say, where does this one apply? Where does this one apply? How does it go? Do we look at it that way? Do we look, when we're doing our Scripture reading, often to apply it to ourselves, to apply it to our particular times, to apply it to our particular situations in the family, in our local level, on our state or national level, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the church, what's going on in our education system? Are we looking in that way? That's the way you and I should seek to apply the Scriptures, but particularly in relatively the order that I gave most of those. First, to myself. How am I falling in line with Scripture? Then what's going on in the world around me? That way I'm able to have a wisdom, as it talks about here, which is beyond my own ability, because it comes directly from the mouth of God, directly from his own inspiration. St. Joseph Calasanz is a great example for us in that. And one final thing for us. How much did he give himself to the education of youth? Totally. Totally. Because that's the most important thing, is to make sure that our young people understand and carry on the faith. Right now in our church, we're struggling with that in a great way, as a great whole. In fact, most of our adults don't know the faith either. So there's a great work that we have to do to make up for what was lost in time before. But there's so much that we can do in this time. Ask our Lord what he's calling each of us to engage in teaching and communicating the faith. We have a great opportunity now that everything is totally shut down and people are hungry for something. So how is it that you and that I, that we as a church, are actually seeking to feed that hunger that's there? And when the Lord gives you and I inspiration, what we should do is not keep it for ourselves, but then share it with those around us, share it with the body of believers who are here, so we can work together and find out how we can most effectively bring about the teaching and instruction in the faith. Our Lord does indeed speak to us in prayer when we put ourselves in the Scriptures. Ask the intercession today, particularly of St. Joseph Calasanz, for the way in which we are to educate our young ones, not so that they can have high mighty degrees and provide for themselves some sort of status, but rather, you know, to achieve the only status, the only knowledge that matters, the status that means that I've made it into heaven, the knowledge that shows that I know nothing, God knows it all, and yet, if I just follow him, everything is going to end up well in the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.